I guess because I'm in local school, most of my time is just like doing exercise and paper and grammar sort of thing. But for my high school, there are some English drama competition, and that's kind of memorable because we do speak a lot of English and learn a lot of different English phrases together. And yeah.
Did you write the drama yourself, or is it based on some play?
I'm a director, but I'm not a script writer.
What about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
I have like English literature class when I was in junior high school, and they like to, we read books together and we do analyze and we watch the related movies and like the art pieces. So I think the time spent on my English classes is kind of memorable for me.
Any particular books that you remember?
I can't accurately remember the name. It's like Curiosity. I'm not remember the name. It's just like a dog having killed in a nighttime and a boy with some like mental disorder that's want to solve that cases. I don't remember, it's Curiosity of Dog something in the nighttime, I guess.
What about now? Are you reading much in English?
Yes, because I'm university student and I got a lot of readings. Especially I'm in humanity minors, so there's a lot of different reading related culture or literature.
And what about books? Are you reading any maybe English novels or fictions?
Not so much. Just mainly textbook or some like practical kind of academic books.
And so if you have to choose something in English to read now, it can be anything, any forms or any genres, what would you choose?
Can you...
You have to choose something to read in English, and what would you choose?
I think it's also like academic books, because I'm going to have my master in next year, so I want to spend some more time to understand like the humanity things foreignly or something. Just like foreign studies on my master's subjects.
Okay. And what about the future? Do you think English will be important in the future?
I guess yes, although there are more and more people using Putonghua or Arabic, I don't know. But a lot of like knowledge in literature has been translated to English. Then learning English can help you to understand the knowledge in the literature in long time ago.